It's Marketplace Tech for July 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This weekend in Las Vegas, the first of two annual hacking conferences kicks off. I'm talking about Black Hat, which will be followed by DEF CON. Tens of thousands of hackers and other people from the online security industry will be gathering in the desert to trade business cards and show their work, no matter how, well, scary. After all the hacking news we've had, you could almost imagine the year-in-review PowerPoint presentation taking up the entire conference. But ESET's Stephen Cobb says Black Hat 2015 probably won't be all that much more epic than last year.
To be honest, I think there is a sense every year that things are different by the time you get to Black Hat. You know, you've had 12 months of activity, and I can't think of a year in which the hacking, the breaches have gone down. But then also what you get at Black Hat is a glimpse as to what may be coming down the pike.
Stephen Cobb, security researcher at ESET, will have more news for you on the conferences next week. I'm not sure if you could count the times I've made jokes at the expense of the social network Google+. Google's known for rolling out ideas half-finished and half-baked. It's part of the Mountain View behemoth's philosophy as a company to crowdsource quality from the entire world and to not be afraid to fail. But its social network took another step toward being deep six this week when the company announced that YouTube users and a few other services would no longer have to be linked to users' Google Plus accounts. Annalee Newitz is editor-in-chief at Gizmodo, and she's been thinking about this. Annalee, how do you feel?
I'm so happy. Like, I feel like so many geeks today, like, hearing that, you know, Google Plus is slowly being dismantled, their hearts are lighter. You won't be constantly prompted to join Google Plus every
right.
time you use anything on Google like YouTube.
It seemed to me that in recent years, the functionality of Google Plus was basically to collect pieces of data.
It was supposed to be a kind of persistent identity across every Google service. But adoption was poor. People were angry with the policy about how your name had to always be in one language. And it was not a satisfying user experience. And people just didn't really use it. So now they've taken all the Photos functionality out and put it into Google Photos. And then the YouTube news, which is that your Google Plus identity and your YouTube identity are totally separate now.
This is like a weird death, though. I mean, the functionality is sort of just being taken away piece by piece. It seems like a slow, awkward death.
It's an awkward evisceration of the corpse of G+. I wish that Google would just come out and say, like, sorry, you guys.
What does this tell us about Google?
I mean, it tells us that Google wanted to try social media, and they completely failed. But what they're doing now is something that's way more interesting. Connected devices was a big topic at Google I/O this year, which is their big industry
conference. Yeah, yeah.
And it was clear that what they're thinking about is how can we make sure that Android works on not just phones, but all kinds of devices, everything from stuff in your smart home to things that power city infrastructure. And so I think now they're really imagining how does Google kind of go into the outside world instead of this like dark, terrible inner world of social media, which seems like a healthy thing.
What would your eulogy be?
Sorry, you guys, it really sucked.
It will hopefully not be remembered, but be forgotten.
It is survived by its parent, Orkut.
Annalee Newitz is editor-in-chief of Gizmodo. Annalee, I won't see you on Google+.
Yeah. All right. See you later.
It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Aaron Harris. He's a partner at the seed funding and startup mentoring firm Y Combinator. Aaron, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
100 days.
The number of days it took Facebook to make $2 billion.
This is a good guess, but I'm actually looking for a different answer. Sri Lanka. Maybe the first country to sign up for Google's Project Loon.
Yeah, that's awesome. The balloons.
Yes, the internet given to us through balloon technology. The balloons would provide wireless internet access to rural areas, but they reportedly need to be swapped out for fresh balloons every 100 days.
Sounds like there's an industry to get started up in there about balloon replacement.
All right, what do you got for me?
21.5 million.
Million what?
People.
21.5 million people listen to Silicon Valley every week.
I think you're underrating your numbers there.
I wish. All right, what is it? Hit me.
21.5 million people are the number whose information was hacked and stolen from the Office of Personnel Management.
Oh, I should have had this.
Yeah.
Of course. 200 to 400 feet.
This is the airspace in which Amazon can fly drones over certain areas where the FAA will say it's okay.
You guessed pretty much right on the money. Amazon wants airspace between 200 to 400 feet to be reserved for, quote, high-speed transit drones, like delivery drones the company is planning to deploy.
Of course they are. This is not a PR stunt. This is actually something they're doing. All right, you ready for your last one?
Yeah. Hit me with the last one.
All right, 61%.
61% of robots in fiction are deadly robots.
You think that number is as low as 61%?
You're right. It's probably higher.
61% was the percentage by which Twitter's revenue actually rose, though analysts were still not very happy with them, and their stock subsequently tanked.
There is such a thing as weird Twitter. Is there such a thing as sad Twitter?
I don't know.
Maybe you and I can start it.
All right. So we've come up with two startup ideas. If we keep this going for a little while, we'll have a couple billion-dollar ideas on our hands.
Aaron Harris is a partner at Y Combinator. He's also the host of Startup School Radio. Aaron, thank you very much for playing along.
Thanks so much for having me. It was awesome.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.